We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, learning the halachas of being masker Shem Hashem. The Nemuka Yosef says that when our Gemara is speaking so seriously about being masker Shem Hashem, it doesn't only mean the Shem HaMefirish, it also includes the Kinuyim. Which are the Sheva Shemos of Hashem that may not be erased, which are Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Kael, Eloka, Elokim, Elokai, Shakai, and Tzvokos. So the Shema Mefirish is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the other seven that were mentioned are the Knuyim that. Since just like they may not be erased, so too you're not allowed to be masker them Shem Shemayim Levatola. What is the halacha if those names are mentioned not in Lashon HaKodesh? The Nuka Yosef says it's only that this halacha that our Gemara is so strict is only that you put into Cherim. Is only by if it's said B'Lashon HaKodesh. If it's said in another language, he's not put into Cherim, El Goyrim Bo. There are others, however, that are of the opinion, Rabbeinu Yeruchim and other Rishonim, that say that it's even B'Lashon Las. There's an opinion that Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes that even if we're going to hold that this halacha of being Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo only applies when it's said B'Loshen HaKodesh, not B'Loshen Las, but if somebody says it is part of a Shvuah Sheker, then we're stricter, and if it's said in the context of a Shvuah Sheker, then in any language, that would be considered as it was Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. In our previous shiur, we focused on the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Resh Tezvav Sif Gimel. Now we're going to continue learning Sif Dalet in Siman Resh Tezvav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is what we've been discussing. If somebody makes a brach shen etzricha, so even though the context in which he was saying it, he didn't mean to chas v'shalom disrespect the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he said a brach shen etzricha, it still says the Shulchan Aruch in the category, hareze nois Hashem Shemayim L'shav. It's considered as if he was nois Hashem Shemayim L'shav, and the Shulchan Aruch uses very strong wording. He says that it's just like if you swear falsely, we all recognize the with Hashem's name, we recognize the seriousness of the Aveira. One is not to belittle, says the Shulchan Aruch, if someone says a bracha shen etzricha with Hashem's name, and of course, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'asur lanis achrav amen. And the Mishnah Berura paskens here. V'lav dafka, this is Sif Katan Yutes. V'lav dafka shem shel Dalet Oisius. This is not only but a shem of Dalet Oisius. Hu adin shari shemus b'chlal isazeh. He holds that it includes all the other shemus. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berura, v'hu adin imhoitzei shem b'loshen laz levatala, even if it was not said in Loshen Kodesh, if you didn't say Shloi B'derech Shvach V'Haidah, Yesh Yisr. The Mishnah Berura continues in Sif Katan Chaf, teaching us the importance of showing the proper respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. He says he says, Kula Amma, if somebody doesn't show the proper respect to Hashem's name, Yesh Ba Yisra Torah, he's over a deraisa, Shuv Oiva Mitzvah Sasei, the Hashem Elokecha Tira, Shas Hora, Lemoitzi Shem Shemayim Levatol. Also, it's worth repeating the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Vav Sif Gimel says, also Hoitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolov, one may not say Hashem's name in vain. They call him Hoitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolov, and if somebody does so, Ova Mitzvah Sasei. He's Ova Mitzvah Sasei, the Ksiv Hashem Elokecha Tira, Ksiv Mois Sishma, Liras Hashem Anichbar Vanora, Vezeh Mechlal Hayira. Included in Yirah Shemayim is Shloi Lahaske Shemay HaGodl, Kim B'derech Shvach U'Brocha, V'mash Mechuyiv. It's only allowed to be mentioned in the way that you're obligated or B'derech Liman as you're learning. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues. V'yiru v'yizdazu evarav. A person should tremble B'shashu maska Hashem Yizbarach Shemay when he mentions Hashem's name. Certainly not to mention it in vain. And continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'loy shem hamiyuchad bovad. Not only is this halacha applied, but a shem hamiyuchad. I'll call Hashemus hamiyuchadim l'shma yizbarach. All Shemus Hashem have this halacha. Furthermore, v'loy levad b'loshan ha-kodesh asur. Not only is it asur in loshan kodesh, al b'fil b'chol loshan asur in any language. V'amakalas chaveres atzma b'shem yizbarach b'kinoi. And if somebody curses someone else, even himself, using Hashem's name, B'cholosh and Chayiv Malkus. And here, the Mefarshim explained that Kino doesn't mean one of the Shemus that we mentioned earlier. Anything that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaGodol, HaGibor, HaNoyah, HaNeman, HaAdir, HaChozek, HaAmetz, HaIzus, HaChan, and V'rachom, all of them is included in this Isser. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. People aren't careful. God should punish him. The over and a lav shall Torah. The killer below Shem or below Kinu. I shall seclaw Baba Clav Vam Kishem Ayir Ploni Baruch Lashem. If somebody says he shouldn't be blessed, Abishan Chaim Malchus, you can't say he gets Malchus for this. Isami Ika. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And I read these words because they're so important. You have to be careful when you're writing something, not to write Hashem's name in vain. And Rabim Taim, and he says people make the error because Mishma Yizbarach, different Shem Hashem when they're writing. Kilachas man is gagal amichtav ashba. Ultimately, this will end up in the garbage. For Dorim Zer, as Al Gemara teaches us, Goyim Anis Bisrael brings poverty to Klal Yisrael. Mash Hashem Shemayim Motzi, that the name of Hashem is Motzi. The Koshkein, certainly when it's Motzi, we're bezoyin Chas V'Shalom. The Tzrichen, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tzrichen, Hishachmetz, this Atzmus Levatel Zayis. He says it's not easy. It requires effort and wisdom to make sure not to say Hashem's name inappropriately, as we're learning in our shir. So the question, there are a number of questions that come up. One question that comes up is, if somebody is saying a tefillah, so certainly if you're saying one of the tefillahs, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established, of course you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem. But let's say he's saying a tefillah that he composed, or that was composed by one of the tzaddikim. Is he allowed to say Hashem's name? So the Paiskim say that since we're mentioning Hashem's name, L'tzoyuch, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav here in Sif Gimel says, Av L'tzoyuch, Muta L'haskir, Afir Advarishos. This is a tzoyuch, and therefore it's mutter. There is a debate amongst the Paiskim. If you're saying such a tefillah, are you allowed to conclude with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tefillah? Another area that comes up is when people are singing zmirs. So the Paiskim, the Kaf HaChaim, in Sifkat Chaf Gimel, and Sifkat Chaf Dalid, says that even if you're saying a whole pasuk, as we discussed in our previous shiur, the shaila of Motzi Shem Shemayim Vatala is much less serious when you're saying a whole pasuk. Still, let's think about it. He says, you're singing. And since you're singing, or it's not the proper setting on how to pronounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And therefore, he says that even though you're singing and you're saying a whole pasuk, you should not say Hashem's name. Only the pasuk can say where it's in the proper setting, Simchas Torah, or you're singing Zmiris by Sudas Shabbos for Yom Tov, then you're allowed to say Hashem's name. But as we know, the Minhag HaOlam is that even then we have to be very careful. So if we're singing the Zmiris, most people will mention Hashem's name, but they'll be careful not to say the same sentence over, not to say Hashem's name over more than once. And if they're just singing a song, they'll never say Hashem's name. So now the question comes up. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, Perek Chabez, Sif Tes, discusses this. He says, if we're learning how serious it is not to mention Hashem's name is in vain, so he says, in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common when someone asks you, how are you? You answer, Toda L'Kael. But you don't say Kael, Kuf Lamed, you say Aleph Lamed. And your intention is not to say a Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's just the way people speak. That's the way it goes in conversation. And here we're learning how serious it is, how to show the proper respect when we mention Hashem's name. So what should we do? Should we tell people not to say it? So he says, no. We should not stop people from saying it. He says that these people, by mentioning Hashem's name, are showing that Hashem is part of their life. And that's a very important concept that we want people to feel and recognize. If we're going to stop them from saying it, that is counterproductive. Sometimes there are names there are words that also have a connection to the Shem Hashem. He discusses, Rav Shlomo Zalman there in the Sefer, the word Chashmal. The word Chashmal is, in Israel, the word for electricity. But actually, we know from Sefer Yecheskel that Chashmal is part of the Maisa Makava. So he says, he feels that they should have never designated that word, Chashmal, to be used as part of the regular vocabulary for meaning electricity. But once it's now part of the vocabulary, and everybody, when they say Chashmal in Eretz Yisrael, means electricity, doesn't mean Shem Hashem, there is no problem. Interestingly, however, that when Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote his Sefer Moirei Eish, which is all about electricity, he never uses the word Chashmal in that Sefer, he used the word electricity. He says when it comes to saying Shemus of Malachim, there we could be a little more lenient besides the Shem Mem Tes Tes. Another question that comes up when we speak about mentioning the Shem Hashem that the Paiskim discuss is that if somebody is listening to Chazaras HaShatz, and as he's listening to Chazaras HaShatz, he says along the words with the Shliach Tzibur. So the Shlomo already discusses this, and he says that Chas V'Sholem, that they should say the Shem Hashem when the Shlich Tzibur is saying the Chazar Sashatz. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chof Dalet Sif Dalet Paskins. Kishel Shlich Tzibur Chayza Tfila Hakol Yeshlem Lishtoik. The call should be quiet. L'chavin L'brachas Shemavarach HaChazan. Listen to the brachas that the Chazan recites. Ulanis Amen. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Tazayim, what does Yeshlem Lishtoik mean? What it means is, certainly you're not allowed to say along the bracha with the Shliach Tzibur, because that would be an issue of a bracha of a tala. But even if you want to say just some of the words, not the bracha, some of the words of the Nusach HaTfilah, you shouldn't say it, because it's very possible that if you get accustomed to saying along with the Shliach Tzibur, you may end up saying the bracha and saying the Shem Hashem. This, of course, has nothing to do with singing along with the Baal Tefillah in a shul where the Baal Tefillah sings. In fact, I saw a vart from Reb Cheskel Mikozmir. He says that singing along with the Baal Tefillah is a mitzvah. Because the Pasuk says, Hakim Takim Imai, that you have to help another person who needs help. So a Baal Tefillah who's davening and he needs that the Tzibur should help him along with his davening, that's Hakim Takim Imai, that's a mitzvah. But saying the words, we have to be so concerned about being maskeh shem shemayim levatala, one should just listen to what the Shliach Tzibur says, but not say the words. And the Kaf HaChaim says, certainly not only should they not be verbalized out loud, vocalized, but even quietly, we have to be concerned about being maskeh shem shemayim levatala, and don't say the words along with the Baal Tefillah.